Chapter 1. Parker. Easy, boy. I won't hurt you. I murmured, trying my gentlest voice. I stared down some kind of brown mutt who looked like he was about to bolt. There was nowhere for him to go out on the prairie like this. Just open fields, and then beyond those, even more empty expanses. He seemed like a nice dog and was probably hungry. Glancing around, I wondered where he could get water. A creek? There were cottonwood trees in the distance, which meant water, but still. Some loser must have dumped him on the side of the road. His brown eyes met mine, his body still, muscles tense and quivering. You want a sandwich? I'll share. I backed up slowly so he wouldn't run off. I couldn't leave him out here, and I didn't want to chase after him, and pulled out my wrapped ham sandwich from the center console. Taking out half, I tossed it toward him. He jumped back, then sniffed. I went back to the back door of the cruiser and opened it up, tossing the other half on the plastic seat. He wasn't a prisoner, but he needed a bath before he sat up front. I leaned against the side of the SUV and looked away so I didn't spook him. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw him debating before tiptoeing, if dogs did that, toward the sandwich on the ground and gobbling it down. Lifting his head, he sniffed the air. He was no dummy and knew exactly where the other half was. I just had to hope he was smart enough to climb in to get it. He was. He hopped into the back to get the rest of his snack. I shut the door and went around to the driver's seat, settled behind the wheel. Pam, I'm out on County Road 7 and picked up a stray dog. Hungry. I think he should be seen by a vet. I said into my police radio. There's a place on 4th, 2 blocks off of Main. She replied, her voice tinny through the speaker. I glanced into the back where the dog was licking his lips, clearly having enjoyed the sandwich more than I would have. He sat his butt down on the seat and stared at me, cocked his head to the side. Part lab, part basset hound, part... What did I know about dogs other than this one was tan? I never had one growing up. He seemed content in his spot, as if he'd ridden in a car often enough and knew he was going somewhere, and that he wasn't alone. Yeah, I could relate, buddy. It felt good to be wanted, to have someone take care of you. And by that, I meant pressing me up against the door or bending me over the bed when I came home from work and making me forget about every single call or court appearance. I wanted him to help me get out of my bland uniform and get me naked. To take control so I could submit. Let go. Give over. God, yes. And by him, I meant two guys because one wasn't enough for me. I needed the extra helping of dominance, the constant potency my high-revving libido needed. I wasn't neglected, my vibrator saw to that. Or abandoned on the side of the road like the furry guy eyeing me. I was back in my hometown, had a new job. My mom was nearby and I had plenty of batteries for the well-used sex toy. There was nothing to complain about. But while I wasn't alone, I, make that my pussy, was definitely a little lonely. Dick would be nice. Double dick, preferably, because I had a lot to offer. I had a feeling I was too much for just one guy because I had a lot to offer. Mama called me big-boned. I considered myself more Amazon than anything. At just under 6 foot, I towered over most guys in town. And those big bones. Yeah, on top of them, I had muscles and a fair amount of padding. Big boobs, big butt. Not too many men were interested in all that I came with. I had boyfriends. I was far from a virgin. But it had been a while. I was discriminate and was definitely picky when it came to who I got in my bed. Or pressed me up against the wall. Then there was the fact that I was the sheriff of Raines County and that came with a utility belt, a set of handcuffs, and a uniform shirt that had me looking more man than woman. I wasn't the soft, timid type. I wasn't dainty, petite. Most men wanted to wear the pants in a relationship and my job didn't call for skirts. Jeans, boots, and the uniform shirt. Even a utility belt with more gadgets than Batman. I sighed. The job picked me and here I was.